When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
I'm not going to do that. Are we up?
Bailey, are you up?
Are you Bailey, up, Bailey? That's a personal question. Are you up?
So yeah, basically everybody writes in on the live video. They leave a question. I'll read the questions to you and Josh.
All right.
And then you and Josh answer them as you see fit.
Okay.
Feel free to self-promote. People,
so they can hear you too?
They can hear me. Yep, we're coming right out of the board.
I hope somebody asks us to kiss.
I just put lipstick on.
Well, you're about to put it on my lips.
Tongue or no tongue?
I like it sloppy.
Do you?
Are we good? We're going?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's Nooner with Josh.
What was that?
Well, that is our special guest this week, PJ Yinger. He has, yes, opted to do our intro song for the day.
We have a song?
Very good. Yeah. Oh, it's not done. It's not done yet.
Oh, okay. Are there words to it? It's the Nooner with Josh Arnold.
Very cool. All right. Thank you.
That's very nice.
Did you just write that? He did. He nodded, yes.
PJ talks with his horn.
Christy, I would imagine Chris will be ciphering through.
Already it started.
He's here to keep the creeps from getting to you.
Oh, yeah.
Are there creepers out there?
Already.
Oh, no.
What do your feet smell like?
Oh my.
That's terrible.
Answer it. I mean,
I don't smell my feet.
Well, that they want to. They want to do that for you. Yeah.
Just that, what does he want to hear?
All right.
What does he want them to smell like?
Lilacs.
Lilacs, yeah. I imagine those type of guys want it smellier the better, right?
I would think so. They're like cheese connoisseurs.
You know what my number one thing is? I hate feet. I hate them. I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to look at them. So let's change the subject.
You're in the wrong business because this guy loves your feet.
Do you like your own feet?
They're okay. I get a pedicure every week, so they at least stay nice, I guess. But
what happens during the pedicure?
I'm trying
to. Do they touch the soles?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to make this guy's day.
They rub up to your knee. It's very nice.
No, I get a pedicure every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Here's the awkward part. I was the guy asking the question.
Well, of course you are, Chris.
All right. Matt wants to know, Christy Lee, what is your number one podcast guest that you'd love to have on?
Oh, that you haven't had yet?
Haven't had yet?
Right.
Wow, that is a very good question. I don't know.
Who Tom?
Griswold?
Yeah.
God, no, I talk to him every day. He's hinted that he will do the show,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to, I think, in January, but he's been busy, and now we're in February,
yeah.
So I'm expecting maybe by May he might be on the show. Who would it be? I know this isn't going to be a real popular guest right now, but I've been trying to get Danica Patrick on because, as a woman, she's doing some really cool things a lot of people don't know about. She owns her own vineyard. She's got this exercise book out, and so she's involved in a lot of things that I'm interested in, has her own athletic clothing line. So I'd like to talk to her about that. And of course, obviously she's got two more races in NASCAR, and mm-hmm. one in NASCAR, one in IndyCar, and she's done. So I'm working on her. Oh God, who would I want on if I could have anyone? Would it be an actress or an actor or comedian?
Or an author?
I'd love Gaffigan. I'd love to have Jim Gaffigan on the show. An author. I love authors. I've never really listened to authors on podcasts. Do you?
No.
Do they? I'm a little fearful of some of the authors that it's almost like some actors. They don't ad lib well. You know what I mean?
And they get a lot of the same questions as well. Of, well, where do your ideas come from? Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
Right. I really like to interview people a lot of people don't know about yet. I have right now a podcast up. Is it okay if I talk about that?
Absolutely.
Christy Lee Uninterrupted at ChristyLeeNews.com. And the guest this week is a gentleman by the name of Jeff Boggs. And everybody's, in fact, I had a couple people go, oh, this was like a Passover. And then they listened to it. And Jeff was really interesting guy. He started as an intern on David Letterman, and he's a perfect example of getting in the door and doing the work, and people do notice if you keep at it all the time. He was the receptionist for a while. I mean, he took any job he could get and ended up being a writer. He was one of, you know, he got nominated for an Emmy, went on to work with the Tom Green Show. Now he produced Nashville Star, and he's working on a thing in Nashville right now. So he's got some really great stories about working with Blake Shelton, and you know, but cool. He was literally the receptionist. He took whatever job it you know, he could get. So I like talking to people like that a lot.
Yeah, at the risk of sounding like I'm pandering, the thing I like about one of the things I really like about your podcast is that you like to educate yourself during the podcast.
Yeah.
So you ask your guests, sometimes you don't know much about what they do or what they're working on at the time, and you will, you're really great at finding the interesting when you're talking to them.
You're very kind to say that because, I kind of go into interviews a lot different than most people.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of research.
Right.
And I do that because most of the people listening, I feel, haven't done the research. They don't know. So I want to ask the questions that if you're sitting in your car, sitting at home, you would go, oh, I wonder why they did that or what have they done? Yeah. So I try to do that. But so I guess, I don't know. That's a good question. If you have suggestions, please send them to me and I'll work on that.
How would they send you a question, Christy Lee?
Oh, they could go to Christy at ChristyLeeNews.com. That would be an easy way.
All right. Tobias wants to know, if you had to date a coworker, who would it be?
Josh. Did I hesitate?
Love no. That.
Love
so quick.
Josh. If I've always said, if Josh didn't want kids, I'd already be dating him.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't give you that, honey. I can give you a lot of other things, but I can't give you a kid.
Well, we can
nice.
Certainly work something out.
That sounded so creepy.
Jamie. Oh, I like the music, BJ.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Mm-hmm. It's got that sort of Big Easy feel, like, you know, sweaty down in New Orleans.
Well, it's Mardi Gras week. It just kicked off.
Jamie wants to know, Josh, what do you do when Christy Lee enters the room?
Well, if Christy were to walk in right now, let's say she weren't sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm. I could
maybe
pretend.
I would have turned my head I think that's what Jamie was hoping.
Yes.
Is that a female Jamie or a male Jamie?
That was a female Jamie.
Oh, all right.
Nicely done, Jamie.
Or a male Jamie, I didn't see. Rob wants to know, what's the next car for you?
Oh, boy. I'm looking. I promised my financial advisor I wouldn't buy any more cars because I may have a problem or I may have to buy a new house, one of the two. Actually, there's a car I've got my eye on that no one knows about here in the States. It's called a Toyota Sierra. It's S-E-R-A. And it's similar to the Nissan Figaro. It's 26 years past, you know, you have to have, there's a law that it's got to be 25 years or older to be brought into the States to be right-hand drive. It's a right-hand drive, but it's got the gull wings.
Oh.
It's a very inexpensive kind of cool-looking little vehicle that not a lot of people have seen. So I've been kind of looking at that. But that's all I'm going to say about cars.
All right.
Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Chris wants to know, for both Christy and Josh, what are your favorite comfort foods?
Oh, chicken and dumplings, probably.
That's a good one. Mac and cheese. A good mac and cheese, like homemade mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cracker Barrel, chicken and dumplings.
Oh. Cracker Barrel hash brown casserole is pretty strong.
The answer could just be Cracker Barrel.
Josh and I are big fans of Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm.
Martin asks a good question. Has any joke gone too far? So I think he's talking about, has anything happened in this room that just was a little too far?
That's a great question.
Does he not listen every day? I'm confused at that.
One thing that Christy, you know that I've been a longtime fan of the show.
Yes.
And when I started and when you came back, one of the things I love about the, I don't want to say the new Christy, but you give it out a lot more than you used. Was that a, conscious decision, or did you just kind of go, you know what? Or do you think it's okay? Yeah.
No, I think it was a conscious decision. I think I wanted to come back as a little bit of a stronger female presence.
Yeah.
Just because I felt like in the past I was a little timid. I don't know why, but I was. But now it's like, get out of my way.
It's so funny.
Is it?
It's so wonderful.
See, I feel
yes.
like I talk too much sometimes, and I don't want
to
do that.
No, when you give it back to us, that's the most fun. It's so great. As
okay.
A, yeah.
Well, I don't know how that guy feels about it, so I, you know.
So, but did you recall any specific joke where you went, all right, guys, knock it off? Because I think you would say that, particularly to us.
I would say that.
But in the past, maybe you didn't.
No, I don't think, you know, obviously you don't talk about kids or, you know, the ex-husband thing gets a little touchy sometimes, but no, I don't think so.
Okay.
A kiss is just a kiss, BJ, yes.
I like this.
I do too. It's very nice. I'm confused about where I'm supposed to look. Am I supposed to look at the camera or am I supposed to look at Chris Spangle?
Both. I mean, he's had, but that they're the ones asking
okay.
us the question.
All right.
Really.
Sorry.
Nick asks, what is your favorite comic? Who is your favorite comic? Not what is.
Josh, you want to take that?
My all-time favorite comedian is the late Robert Schimmel. Oh, he's the good. Reason I wanted to get into comedy.
Okay. My top comics would probably be, see, now if I say this, I'm going to get in trouble by the people that work with us. Do you think?
I think everybody would understand that if you named some, if you didn't name some, it's not because you didn't like them.
Right.
I mean,
I don't have a favorite comic, but I love Nick Griffin. I love Kathleen Madigan's comedy. I think she does a great job. I love Maria Bamford. She's probably right up there on the top of my list. She's coming to Cincinnati soon, too, by the way. I just saw that. So
Ryan asks, what's your favorite part about opening day in Cincinnati?
Beer? Oh. Well, the baseball, of course, and the beer.
I've never been to an opening day game. So it would have to be, and I only did the one last year.
The broadcast?
Getting a live reaction while doing this show is a lot of fun.
Who do we need to talk to get in the parade this year? Josh and I will be in the parade. Tom and I did the parade one year for opening day. It was so funny because Tom fell asleep in the parade.
I've seen the photo. His head's back.
I am not. When he talks about how the fact that he just falls asleep, like he just falls asleep, literally. In a conversation with the lady driving the car, I turn my head. He's participating. He's sound asleep.
In a parade.
Are you saying he has conversations in his sleep?
No, he was conversing with us. And then I turned, literally he stopped talking, which is, I knew there was a problem. And I turned away and he had fallen asleep.
He's part of the parade. People are cheering on the side.
I had to kind of nudge him. And I go, you know, you might want to sit up.
I would do the parade. That would be fun.
It would be fun. So if you're listening in Cincinnati, make that happen. We'll do it. I love the Reds. I loved opening pitch. I threw out the opening pitch one year. And it to this day, one of the highlights of my career.
That's cool.
It was very cool.
I saw the photo you posted recently, the throwback to it.
Yeah.
Were those your little girls?
Yeah, they were little.
That's so fun.
Yeah, they were like 4 and 8 at the time. So it's been a while.
Thomas asks to have you explain the running bass player gag on the show.
Okay. Thomas, is that who asked the question? Here, that's a very interesting question, Thomas. I don't know how it began. I do have a history of dating musicians. I had not ever dated a bass player until probably 10 years ago, maybe. And which was kind of funny because then I had to literally come in here and go, yeah, I'm actually dating a bass player now.
So the gag had started before that.
The gag started way before that. Yeah. I generally went for the guitar player or the lead singer, but, you know, because they're out front more. I'd never really looked at bass players twice, to be honest. And then this one, in fact, I'm having lunch with this person this week.
Oh.
Yeah, still a friend, but, and he's still a bass player. So I'm picking up the check.
So was this the thing where Tom suggested that you... Oh, Christy loves the bass player.
Yes.
And then it just grew from there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Tom will create things and then they become fact like that.
And he believes them.
Yes. In his head.
So in his head, everyone I've ever dated was a bass player. I've dated one, and literally it was 10 years after the joke started.
What has he made up about you, Josh?
He has grossly over-exaggerated.
Your porn habit?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And my masturbation habits. The eating habits, sometimes he's dead on and sometimes he's way wrong. But and for a while he was, it didn't last long, but it was, Josh is very single and lonely. He wants to meet a woman. No, I'm happily single. And I had to say it on air, I think 25 times until finally he abandoned that angle.
On this,
he'll never abandon it. I hate to tell you.
Our week in review, I think last week or this week, there's a clip where he makes fun of your weight and he laughs so hard.
Yes. Yeah.
His headphones fall off. Oh,
it's why it doesn't upset me.
It's hysterical.
Because he gets such joy out of it. And it's, I love self-deprecating humor anyway. But also, the day that the jokes stop or the day that, that's when I'll get worried. It's like, right. Oh, they don't even want to joke about my size anymore. I must be.
I must have lost too much weight.
Or I must have gained too much to where they're like, we don't want to hurt the guy's feelings.
You aren't going to gain that much weight.
His best friend, Pat Godwin, was here today. He's the meanest to him of anybody.
He's the meanest to the people he's closest to.
Yeah. Right? Duke Tomato, Drew Hastings, all those
Haywood,
people.
Haywood, yeah. Just mean.
He's mean to them. Imagine how, well, never mind.
PJ.
PJ.
PJ, yeah. Poor PJ. He knows. Yeah.
Favorite go-to restaurant or meal of choice asked by Corey?
Probably the meal that I eat, though, sushi is probably the most. I go probably 3 days a week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad. Well, it's real close to my house. I usually eat lunch by myself because I'm a loser.
No, so
I choose it that way. I don't care.
It's your favorite, and that's you typically go to the same place?
Mm-hmm, Happy Kitchen. I'll give them a plug.
Oh, I've got to try it.
Mm-hmm. It's out in Zeeville, though. You have to travel.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Along those lines, Joel asks, is it true you live 3.5 hours from the station? Or is that a slight exaggeration?
It's another Tomism. Tom believes I live 3.5 hours away. It's door-to-door 27 minutes with no traffic at 4 in the morning. In the afternoon, it takes me about 32 minutes to get home. So, no, I don't live that far away. But it is out kind of in the country.
Scott asks, Josh, did you sleep the night Tom called you to be a regular on the show?
Yeah, I did. I actually slept really well, if I remember, just because it was like, oh, my. I had an inkling that it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it did, I was like, oh, okay, this is great.
I don't have to be on the road anymore. I can pay my bills on time.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, my, all right. I did not sleep at all the first time I was on as a guest.
Really?
At all. Because this was my Tonight Show. This was my main career goal.
I'll play Tom. Do you remember the first joke you did on the Bob and Tom Show?
Yes.
What was it?
It was he asked me about if I was single, and I said, yeah, I've been single for a while. In fact, did you guys know we have National Coming Out Day in this country? I didn't know that was a thing until that morning. I got a phone call from my dad going, well. And I remember. Thank you, Peach. And I remember when I said, well, Bob said well at the exact same time.
Oh.
And in my head, I was, and everybody laughed. We all, mm-hmm. But in my head, I was like, oh, maybe that's a pretty easy joke although Bob's no
Bob is
slouch
right on
when it comes
it, yeah.
to being witty. Mm-hmm. And so, but that was a lot of fun. And then later I told the joke and Tom said, he was in a cat. He was in a sling still.
Yeah, where he had his accident.
And he clapped, and then after the joke, and then after off the air, he goes, that's the first time I've clapped at a joke since I've had an accident. And I was like, oh, my, that felt amazing.
All right.
You fit right in, Josh. Welcome.
Thank you.
Bob asks, what were your first jobs?
Selling fireworks at a big fireworks stand. That was my first job.
Welcome to Arby's. May I take your order, please? Yeah, I worked at Arby's.
How old were you when you first got that job?
15.
Yeah.
I used to ride my bike to work because I didn't have a car. I was sick. I couldn't get a license. So I was 15 years old, so I rode my bike to work. Yeah,
I was 15 and a half because you had to be 15 and a half to get.
Well, I might have been 15 and a half.
No, I know. It could have been state to state. Uh-oh. But if I remember correctly, I had to be 15 and a half or something. to be able to work at the
And then I got
stand.
A radio job when I was 16. I turned 16 in July. My mom had to drive me up to Lebanon, Indiana, because I couldn't drive yet. Because you had to wait, what, a month and a day or something. So for a month, she had to drive me up to Lebanon on the weekends so I could work my job at a radio station.
What was the job?
WNON.
Were you on
I used
air
to call it No No Radio. God, I hope that gentleman who owned the station is not living anymore. No, I just called his radio station No No Radio. I felt really bad. He was a wonderful gentleman to give me a job.
Okay, all right.
But he was elderly at the time, and this was obviously a long time ago. I ran the Indians baseball games, the Indianapolis Indians baseball games. I ran religious programming.
And you were on air.
I was on air. I would do the weather.
At
and then
16.
Yeah, and then there were times when I would have to do, like, Susie Smith at Conkle is going to have a viewing at, you know, like, I have to do that.
Man.
Or I would say, like, Martha Roberts is accepting visitors at Smith, you know, nursing home today. If you would like to stop by and see Martha, she's taking,
No kidding.
Really bizarre stuff.
Do you have any tapes?
God, no.
Oh,
I don't think
so. That's a bummer.
That's really interesting.
But it was, I mean, I did everything. I would do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you did back then.
PJ's saying yes, she did indeed.
No, come on, you know what I meant. Oh, Jesus. I was in the station.
And he just made a motion that I will not.
By myself, on the weekends.
A lot of people don't know you worked for ESPN, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
What did you do, and when did you work there?
And who assaulted you? I mean,
nobody assaulted me. But that's probably why I didn't get to be promoted. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Oh, my God. I started there in the mid-90s. Whenever the first X Games was, I worked the year before the X Games. I received a phone call, and I had been working for the Indiana Pacers and was doing a show for them. I was doing some sideline reporting, and ESPN got people that live here locally. And they contacted me and said, would you like to do some other work? And I said, sure. So I started covering major indoor league lacrosse, which was called the Mill, M-I-L-L. And that was a total blast. I would go all over the East Coast most of the winter. And if you've never seen indoor lacrosse, and at the time, I had never seen a lacrosse game in my life. And I got the call from ESPN, and they go, what do you know about lacrosse? I go, nothing. And they said, well, you have 30 days to learn. And then I was just... And we did a lot of really cool things. I was much like hockey. I would be on the bench with the guys. Like I would move from team to team during the game. So I'd interview players during the game and I'd talk to coaches. We did a lot of innovative stuff that wasn't being done at the time because it was ESPN 2. So nobody was watching it. So we could do whatever we wanted. But it was a really great experience. And then from there, I went to the X Games. I did some racing stuff. I did some go-karting. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
First, let me say thanks to VIP member Mark. He said he got VIP because of Josh.
Oh, that's very sweet.
That's very nice.
And you can get your VIP at bobandtom.com. Shirley asks Christy and Josh, if you had to pick another career, what would it be?
If it were outside of any entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Something in the medical field.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Tom said he would be a writer for Disney shows, which I thought about that all week. It's fascinating.
It really was.
I love it.
But you know what? I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me. I had two very big interests before radio and both of them in high school because I really haven't done anything else but radio or TV. I was very into, and this is not a popular topic right now, but I was really into gymnastics. I wanted to own my own gym, be a gymnastics coach. Or this is probably a surprise to a lot of people, very into flight, being a pilot or training pilots or going in the Air Force or even astronaut school. I was real into all that. So I'm probably sure I may have done an aviation career because I know it pays a lot more than the physical education part. So I probably would have done that.
Cool.
Which is, I watched the Elon Musk thing yesterday. It was just mind-boggling.
I didn't realize the car...
Mind-boggling.
The car was, like, sort of outside of the... The pictures I saw that
it's in the payload, but it looks out of a window. They
right,
like
yeah,
a,
isn't
they,
that crazy? So yeah. It looks like he's in space in a car.
Yeah, it's awesome. That guy's a genius.
Young Bailey, who's running the cameras, showed me that the rockets, the boosters, came down
and landed
on the
simultaneously.
It's the most amazing... thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's weird. It's awesome. Yeah.
And the center rocket missed its target just by, what, 300 feet, I think? Which, if you think about it, that's an incredible thing. Okay, sorry.
I can barely do this right.
Yeah, I don't have much technical expertise anymore either, but...
Christy?
Yes?
Fattest thing you've ever done?
I don't do a lot of fat things. Because I'll get fat. I was fat, and so I'm very conscious of it. I don't know.
Is there something that you would really pig out on?
I ate a whole candy bar once.
When Chick jokes about her taking 3 days to eat one Kit Kat, there's some truth to it.
There is truth to that. Even my daughter said something about that yesterday. She goes, if I find one more candy bar half eaten, can't you just eat the whole thing? No.
Healthiest thing that you've done, Josh?
Ever?
What's the healthiest thing you've done?
I was working out consistently and eating right consistently for like 4 months. This was maybe 5 years ago, and I lost a bunch of weight.
How much did you lose, do you know?
60 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And I looked, all right, you know, I felt better than I've ever felt in my life.
All right, what happened?
I was living in Atlanta at the time. Over the summer, I had a job with Rawlings Sporting Goods, and so we would set up at this ball field every morning. It was literally every day. I worked 7 days a week, one of my best friends and I, and he got me working out every morning and eating right, and then we would go to work, and then that gig ended, and I moved back to St. Louis and quickly joined a gym, and I slowly but surely just stopped doing all that and went back into my old habits.
So you need the buddy system.
That did help. That did help. But I think that's when I realized there is more to losing weight than just physical. There's some psychological stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm an emotional eater. Are you an emotional eater? Like, if I'm bored, I eat. If I'm sad, I eat.
I'm not.
Oh, I am.
I don't think I am. I think I'm just an eater, if that makes any sense.
I had an emotion, so I eat.
Yeah.
It's weird. I give in too easily.
Yeah, me too.
But
so I do have a problem with it. I do eat.
So the healthiest thing I ever did was actually get on a workout and eating right, and it'll happen again because I just felt amazing. Losing weight was the icing on the cake. There, I just felt so good.
Well, didn't you just say a little while ago you were really tired, and you said the reason was, and I'm not, because you had a donut.
Yeah,
and that's.
I crashed hard.
Mm-hmm. That sugar high, and then boom.
All right. Angel asks, if you could live anywhere, where would it be?
Wow.
No matter, I mean, just anywhere?
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I sure like Italy a lot. I don't know. Where would you go?
I don't think I'd leave the country, but I... Is this a cop-out? I would like to have, like, a place in New York City, a place in L.A., a place in Montana, like some ranch where I didn't do anything, obviously, but I got to live there and enjoy the scenery.
Wow.
A place in St. Louis, my hometown.
This is your show. You make the rules.
So, yeah, I would have places scattered that I could just go and and enjoy seasonally or whenever.
Locally, I would probably say Nashville, Tennessee. I really like Nashville a lot.
That place
I love Nashville.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Pretty much has everything.
So great.
Mm-hmm. Dustin asks, what's your favorite memory from the show, Christy?
Boy, there's so many. And here's the problem when people ask me questions like this. I have a terrible memory. I loved when Dolly Parton was on the show. And I know that that's Bob's favorite guest, and I'm not just jumping on that, but it was just a really special time for me. I was very heavily pregnant with my second daughter, and she was just so incredibly kind. I think the other memory that stands out for me was being in the hot air balloon when we crashed into that farmer's field. Do anybody remember that? It was Bob and I in a hot air balloon, and we were flying over somewhere. And I guess crashed isn't the correct term. I guess that's how they land, but no one really told me that. And it was a freshly plowed field, so it had the bumps in it.
Oh.
I'm sure that's the real correct term. Is, you know how much I love farmers. You think I would know this more. But we hit that thing, and it fell on its side. And so all the people in the basket were landed on top of me, and then it just kind of bounced over this field. That's a memory I'll never forget.
Wow.
And then we get out of the basket, and on God is my witness, ask Bob, the farmer who owned that field had either it was goats or cows named Bob and Tom.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Because of the show?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was so
incredible.
He must
have been thrilled.
Yeah. And then I guess both of them have to do with my love of flying, I guess. I got to ride in the blimp. That was cool. And we flew over my house at the time, which was right over here across from the radio station. I was living over there. That was pretty neat.
Wow. I had
never been in a blimp before. That was awesome.
I never even considered the idea that I could ever get in a blimp. You
yeah.
know what I mean? That's,
I know.
You
it
don't
was,
think?
And it was the Budweiser blimp. It wasn't the famous Goodyear blimp, but they're basically the same thing. So that was cool.
How many does that seat, like in that thing underneath the...
Not very many. It
yeah.
was, this one was pretty... It was me, Chick, Bob, and Tom, and so six of us, I think.
That's cool.
All right, Zane, along those same lines, to both of you, what are your favorite Bob moments over the years?
Bob moments.
When he hits his head is so funny.
I can't listen to that. Still to this day.
Really?
No. Can't listen.
Does it sound too painful to you?
Yes. Yeah. That really hurt him.
The song Paging Richard Smoker is one of my all-time favorite things.
Or me.
Man, what? I mean, they're... What else? There are just a ton.
Favorite Bob moments. Well, most of mine are off the show.
I'm sure they'd be happy to hear about them.
No, that came out wrong, didn't it?
No. I meant, you know.
Bob
you guys...
throws great parties. He's a really great host. He, it's just fun to be around. I really loved, you know what I really loved, honestly? I loved the live tour. I loved the live band. I loved watching those guys do those songs live. I loved it when his brother Peter was on the show with us and would sing live with Bob. And I love live days. That was one of my favorite parts of the show. Maybe we'll do another live day someday.
I'd love to do one of
yeah.
those. I mean,
and we'd go over to the shack. PJ knows. We'd go over to the shack. We'd fill it with musicians. And, you know, it was just so much fun.
Angela asks, since you get up so early during the week, are you ever able to sleep in on the weekends?
Hell yes.
Yeah, lately, let me ask you if this is happening. Lately, like sleeping in now is like 7 a.m. Is that how it is for you?
9. I can sleep till 9.
And then how are you yeah. Monday?
I'm fine because I go to bed early on Sunday. I don't really do a whole lot. So, you know, my horrible, boring, single life.
You are always doing something. I get tired looking at your calendar.
But I try to keep Sunday nights free
yeah,
on purpose
yeah, mm-hmm.
so that I do wind down and, you know,
yeah.
get to bed.
Lately, I've been getting up, like, on Saturdays and Sundays, getting up around 7. And I like that better because then Monday isn't so much a chore.
Or you get up and you look at the clock and it says 4 a.m. and you're like, oh. And then you realize it's Saturday and you're like, yes.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Devin, how often do you get asked for autographs when you're out and about?
Not very often.
Not that often. I pictures more so than autographs.
Yeah, a lot of now it's the selfie. The
right.
Selfie, yeah.
But no, usually people just say hi or, you know, they're more days than not. I don't get recognized anywhere.
It's happened a little more since I came back to the show. I don't know if it's because I stepped up my branding because of the podcast or whatever, but, I do get people saying something, and it's usually very nice, and I appreciate that. Thank
yeah,
you
yeah, it is, it's always
yeah.
nice when somebody comes
always
up and
nice.
Says something. I think things like this and doing more social media stuff, too, is
yeah.
has helped increase visibility. Isn't
yeah.
it?
All right, just a few more left.
I'm going to start wearing my own merchandise so people know it's me, so they'll come up and say something.
Let's see. Josh, do you do any more stand-up?
Yes. Yeah.
You're out this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be in Michigan this weekend with Drew Hastings and
Dave Dyer.
And then I've got a thing with Kostaki in Vincennes, Indiana, in March, and I'll be in Indianapolis at Crackers March 1st through 3rd.
Awesome.
All right. This isn't necessarily a show question. This is more of a life question, but you two are very wise, so I think you can handle it. Matt asks, any co-parenting advice raising a stepdaughter whose dad is really not involved?
Well, I guess I should take this one since you don't have kids.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. Well, you have your nieces and stuff. You know about kids. Yes. First of all, my biggest piece of advice whenever there's any step, or I call them bonus children, by the way, not step, or bonus parents, not step. That sounds horrible. Never badmouth the opposite parent. Don't badmouth the guy that's not there, that's their, you know, blood relative. Just, you know, be there for the person. Is it a daughter or son? Did he say?
Didn't say.
Stepchildren. Be there for your bonus kids. You know, just support them and love them as much as you can. But like I said, I think the biggest thing is never badmouth the person that's not around, who's not. I know it's hard to do that, but somebody said something to me very early on when I got divorced, and it was very wise. Kids don't, even though you can tell them it's not their fault, they don't know, blah, 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 they are still half of whatever that relationship was. So let's say your mom and dad divorce, and mom's always talking bad about dad. So this person, this little kid in the middle, is thinking, well, but I'm half dad. So does she think those things about me? Or am I going to be like that? And it just messes with the kid's head. You don't need to do that. Just, you know, just do your best as a parent. Just love them. That's all it takes. Just be there for them.
I was in a fairly long-term relationship with a girl who had a son and the dad wasn't around. And I just tried to, you know, make him feel, I just tried to let him know how proud I was of him all the time. And
that's nice.
And just have fun with him and make him feel confident and not doubt. I never once said, you know, hey, he's not around. It's not your fault that he's not around, you know, because I didn't feel it was my place.
Mm-hmm.
Had I become his stepdad, it would have been, I guess, but at the time it wouldn't have been really appropriate. But so I just tried to let him know he was a great kid. And
do you speak to him now?
I don't. And it's weird. It's, because I don't speak to her either. And it's not because there's any animosity, but we just don't talk anymore. And mm-hmm. So he's got to be 20.
Wow.
Or like 22. And yeah. I'm like, man, if I ran into him, I wonder if I would even know that was him. Because last time I saw him, he was 8. Mm-hmm. So.
But you obviously had a profound impact on him, I bet. I mean,
and you know, I do like to think that he occasionally thinks of me.
Sure.
Because we had fun. That kid was funny.
Aw.
We had fun.
So sweet. Wow, that took a serious turn.
Yeah. That's the Nooner with Josh. We answer anything.
I thought this was a whole different thing when I got signed up.
You thought it was an actual Nooner?
Nooner with Josh.
Nice.
Sorry to disappoint you, or maybe that would have been more disappointing.
No, I don't think so.
Go ahead.
Sexy tune?
No. Go a little longer than that, I would think.
No, he's right. No, actually, it's a lie. I'm on anxiety medication.
All right. Last few questions. Jamie asks, right now, what are you both watching on Netflix? What are your recommendations?
I am watching I, Zombie. It was a show that I had heard was okay, and then I was like, I'll take a look at it, and I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's just fun.
I'm watching a comedy, pardon me, that may not appeal to a lot of people, but it's called Grace and Frankie, and it's with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. Hysterical, I think. It's very well done. It's kind of a comedy drama thing. It's just, you know, I think it's cute. I just finished The Crown, just finished House of Cards, you know, the standard. This Is Us I watch on Hulu. I guess that's on Netflix. That's about it.
I also watched the new Cloverfield movie that is on Netflix, and it's getting a lot of hate. I kind of enjoyed it because it's so crazy and weird. But
he liked Phantom Thread, so there you go.
Yeah, I did like Phantom Thread because that's also crazy and weird.
I'm going to do Stranger Things. Is that a Netflix show?
Yep.
That's my next thing. Yeah,
it's very entertaining.
I really want to watch that.
All right. Tad asks, what is one thing you love about Tom, and what is one thing you'd change about him?
Seriously? Or is this on-air Tom? I mean, just Tom. Tom is probably one of the most generous, sweetest souls out there that a lot of people don't realize.
Right.
Loyal to a fault. He's wonderful. He's great. On air, I just wish he would pay attention to what we're saying more. I'd like to take that computer screen and cram it up his ass sometimes. You asked me to be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be the thing that just frustrates me, I think, a little bit.
I love the same things that Christie said. He is so sweet and generous and funny, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
The one thing I would change is there are times where I will ask him about his life, and he will not answer. He won't talk about it. And it's like, and I'm not being nosy by any means, but I would like to hear a little bit more about his thoughts on, everyday things. And we don't. He's not very open.
Well, and I think that we all would like that. I think the listeners would like that. We're trying to make him more human, so that he's more like the rest of us.
And I don't.
I mean, we know he's.
I don't
not,
get the impression that he's trying to. I don't know. I don't think
he's always been private. Like, well,
yeah, I think he's just a private guy.
He's not. He wasn't always private, but there were some days when they first got here. He was a totally different guy. But I mean, yes, I think he does. He is private, and that's his thing. But it would be nice to hear a little bit more about his day to day, and
it's because we care about. It's just interesting, sure, and we care about him, and we want to make sure.
Well, it's fascinating because nobody knows. I guess it's, you know, but then there's that fear of the unknown. Maybe we don't want to know.
Speaking of which,
He's watching. Right?
Cody has turned the question around on you two, so feel free to not answer if it's too uncomfortable, but I'm going to ask, what is one thing you love about each other, and what is one thing you'd change about the other person?
Oh, okay. All interesting. Right. All right, so we're just doing one and one. So one thing that...
one and one. Like, there you have a list?
Let's see. Well, no, I just don't want you to think that this is the only thing I love about you.
Oh, okay.
One thing I love about you is your butt. No, no. Well, that is. It's not. I love that we can be very honest with each other and talk. We go to lunch when we do go to lunch, mm-hmm. which isn't as often as we should. But
we'll change that.
We can talk and tell each other anything about. We openly talk about whatever.
Right.
I love that. I feel very comfortable doing that, and it's.
I feel like I'm on one of those speed date things, you know.
And it never feels like we have to pretend or do small talk. We can actually talk about it. One thing that I would change is your confidence level. That's
a bad thing. I don't have that.
I think you are. That would be the. You know, sometimes you're like, I don't know if. You get a little self-conscious or a little insecure about things, and I do. You know, I know it's not easy because I could say, you know, what things I'm insecure about. People go, well, no, you're fine. It's like, oh, well, thanks. Now, I'm supposed to just change how I feel. But that would be one thing that I would change.
Oh, that's a lifetime of therapy. You're not going to change that overnight. well, thank you. That was very sweet. I agree with the friendliness. It's easy. It's, you know, like you're almost like a best friend already and you just started here. I love the energy you bring to the show. I love your intelligence and your wit is unbelievable. The one thing I would change is that I would actually maybe wish you contributed more. I wish you would do more bits. I would love to hear more bits on the show. I miss that. We don't do as many recorded bits as we used to, and I would love to see more of that.
Great, and thank you very much for that. And that is one of my goals for the year.
Oh, good. Okay, and I didn't even know that. That was not set up.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Very good. Final two questions. Craig asks, Christy, you go to Disney a lot. What are your favorite rides or things to do there?
Big Thunder Mountain is my favorite ride at Disney. Did I hesitate on that?
That is so fun.
I love it. It's so silly. It's just silly. I do love Splash Mountain, too, even though I'm not big on, I won't do Space Mountain anymore. I won't do Tower of Terror. I'm not a big ride girl. I really like, what does he want to know? Here's the secret to Disney. And it's a little bit of money, but you're already spending a ton of money anyway. Save a little extra and hire, they have like these private tour things that you can get on. And it's not like you have one guy that teaches. You get in a group and it's usually a small group. Like We had one other family the last time I was there. It was my ex-husband. Yes, I travel with my ex-husband sometimes. My ex-husband and the two kids and then another family. And it was just back in June. And they get you back and you go in, but like, you get special treatment in line and you get to go behind the scenes and whisk you between parks on buses. And it's just a really wonderful perk that a lot of people don't know about. And it's really not that expensive. It's worth doing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because it's a great way to see that you're already invested. You're already spending that kind of money. Go for it so you can see everything.
Do it up.
Yeah. Why are you giggling?
Yeah, a question must have made you laugh. Or
it did.
Because I travel with my ex-husband sometimes?
No, it's Ryan just wrote, "Hi, Josh. Happy they could fit you on the camera."
Oh. See, that's mean.
It is. It's
the thing about it is...
Josh isn't even...
At all.
I'm a big dude, but it's not insane. That's why it makes
me
laugh.
No, you're
because,
not insane.
You're stocky.
The way people talk about me, you would think I would be 600 pounds. I'm right. Not even 300 pounds.
No.
Like it's so
you're a normal sized guy.
So I'm a big and actually I've seen like the photos you guys put up of these things and I look gigantic in my opinion. Like, oh my
well, first
God.
Of all, you're wearing plaid, which is not ever.
It doesn't help.
Doesn't help.
I got you.
I'm just telling you, as a TV person, plaid doesn't help.
Okay.
But you have what you don't see is Josh has like the greatest legs in this building. His ankles,
beautiful.
His ankles are smaller than mine. I would bet. You
easily.
Have wonderful legs.
Yeah, I'm half fat, is what I am. It's so like there's no fat in the bottom, but it's.
You're like what, 6'2", 6'1"?
6'1".
You're a very tall guy. You're stocky.
When I stand, I don't think I look as fat.
No, you're not even.
But when I sit, I'm a sloucher,
right?
And I do just look like a lump.
Like
you know?
I'm not putting you on the cover of Sports Illustrated, but you're
no,
not,
no, maybe
you know.
The sumo edition.
No.
You're smaller than I am.
I don't. Well, you're also shorter, maybe.
Right.
But here's the thing. I remember one time I got off stage. And I go, man, they were making fun of me being fat. And I had done – what was happening is I was doing – I did like 6 minutes on being overweight. And then later on in the act, somebody was like, well, it's because you're fat. Like when I was talking about being single or something. I got off and I was like, man, that sucked. And Greg Warren, who I was opening for at the time, he goes, well, look, you kind of asked for it. And I went, what? And he goes, you were joking so much about you being over – all they were doing was joining in. And that's when I went, oh, man, you know what? And people do it all the time on Twitter, on all the social media, and sometimes in person. And I just have to remember they're joining in.
Yeah.
yeah. Because I do laugh a lot about it.
Well, the clip that I referenced earlier, you, Tom, the people come and fold my pants are the ones that roll up the tarp at the baseball
right,
field.
Right. And so, but it is a weird thing when a stranger comes up to you and says, hey, fat ass, and you're instinctually, you're like, you want to get defensive.
Right.
Sure.
And then I have to go, oh, wait, no, they're just playing along. I can't, but that's a weird thing.
Is that the elephant march?
Dragnet.
Oh.
Just the facts is what he's saying.
Oh.
I forget what did Ryan say? Oh, he's glad they could fit me on the screen. Well, I am too, Ryan, and
I apologize for laughing. I just
I don't think it's mean to me. If somebody like, in fact, people thinking that it would be mean is kind of what is mean to me. Like, I can take it.
Right. All right. Our final question.
Yes.
Last question for Christy Lee.
For $200, Alex, go.
Tom, Josh, and Chick, F, Mary, Kill. From Mo.
This is a great question.
Wow. I'm not answering that.
Okay.
I mean, should I answer that?
If you don't want to, you don't have to by any means.
F, Mary, Kill. Well, if I marry you, I'd get to F you all the time.
Right. Man,
so I'd have to be.
One of the hottest things I've ever heard.
Did you learn bass?
So it'd have to be Chick, Josh, Tom.
Right. Or do you want to expand it out to everybody that works in the office? But I think it's more interesting.
No, because nobody else knows who else works in the office, really. I mean, they know Dean.
Right.
No, we just have to stay here in the room.
So wait a minute. So what was the order there?
Chick.
You would.
F.
Okay.
Marry you, kill Tom.
Okay.
I think that's
I need a job. I can't kill Tom. I have a mortgage. It's not, kids look, in college.
You're not saying, this is a gun to your head, you had to do these things. So it's not. You just
Although I should rethink that because Tom has a better severance package than all of you. So,
look, I'm going to be honest. Just kill me. I can't offer much. I can offer companionship, but in terms of
Cracker Barrel,
you know, yeah. money and whatnot. It's, well, yeah.
Nice house, yeah, couple no, cars. Nothing. You can't really take care of me there. Yeah.
So you can kill me. It'll be fine. I don't have kids. I don't have, you know what I mean? Yeah. Tom's got he's got people to take care of. Yeah. Chick-ass kids.
You're right.
Okay, good.
I'm going to miss
you. You made that logical. Are we done now?
We are done. Yeah, just one reminder. If you want push notifications on your phone to let you know when we're doing these, we don't always hit noon. Download the Bob and Tom app on Android or the iTunes or Apple Store. So that's the plug for the week.
Anything? This was fun. Do we get to do it again, or is this a one and done?
No, we'll do them again for sure.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Cool. Anything you'd like to plug?
Yes, ChristyLeeNews.com or Apple, iTunes, wherever you... What is it? Stitcher, Google Play, all those places for Christy Lee Uninterrupted. Also have brand new merchandise out there. You can find it on the Bob and Tom store, which thank you very much for allowing me to post on there. And I don't know what it'd be like to give your Valentine someone else's, some other girl's name on her chest, but I would sure love it. Hey, there's something. If you've ever wanted to sleep with me, give it to your girl. That was weird. No, thanks, Josh. It's been fun.
Yeah, it was so fun. And follow me at that Josh Arnold on all the social media stuff. So thanks so much. If we didn't get to your question, please don't be frustrated. We really appreciate all of them.
Yes.
And thank you so much for tuning in this time. PJ, thanks, man.
Blow that horn, PJ.
And thanks, Chris and Bailey. We'll see you guys at the next Nooner.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.